I shot a glance at Drover. His teeth were chattering. I think he's speaking to you, Drover.
Oh my gosh, I knew we'd see him again. I knew you shouldn't have. What if he comes over here? What'll we do?
I cut my eyes from side to side. I had just noticed an important detail. Drover, do you see what I see? He's chained to the pickup. Look, see for yourself.
Well, I'll be darned. He is chained to the pickup.
Do you understand the meaning of this?
Well, let me think. It means that if we hide and keep quiet, he won't bust the chain and kill us.
I gave him a stern glare. No, that's not what it means. It means that he's helpless and harmless. It means that he's just another wimpy mutt who couldn't hurt a fly. It means that we can give him more of what he deserves for trying to kill our helpless baby deer. A goofy grin spread across Drover's mouth.
I'll be darned. I never would have thought of that. You mean?
Yes, exactly. I gave him a sly wink. Do you remember the routine?
The same one we used on Bruno the Boxer?
That's the one. I gave him a pat on the shoulder. You go first.
Well, are you sure? It's kind of a small chain.
Don't worry, Drover. No dog is strong enough to break a chain. Go for it. He hopped down to the ground and walked around to the side of Bruiser's pickup. He looked up into Bruiser's ugly face.
Oh, hi there. We were just wondering if you'd mind if we wet down your tires.
Bruiser's eyes widened.
Stay away from my tires, you little shrimp, or I'll wring your neck.
Drover swallowed hard.
Yeah, but you're on a chain, and Hank says you can't break it.
Hank's brain can't keep up with his mouth.
Drover glanced at me and giggled.
Yeah, but I think we'll mark your tires and see what happens.
Drover took the left side and I took the right. We slapped a good strong mark on all four tires. Just as I had suspected, the cowardly Rottweiler growled and grumbled, but he didn't lunge against the chain. Even as dumb as he was, he knew he couldn't break it. We regrouped near the door on the driver's side. Nice work, Drover. I don't know as I've ever seen you do a better job of marking tires. He grinned and wiggled his stub tail.
Yeah, it was fun. You reckon we ought to give him a second coat?
He glanced up at Bruiser. So did I.